Up on this next episode of PT Talker is Dr. Kelly Starrett, DPT. I would just have to say he is not your typical physical therapist, certainly not a typical physical therapist that I've interviewed over the last 2.5 years. He is all about human movement, and he is dealing with patients in a totally different way. You've got to stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As promised, we're back with Dr. Kelly Starrett, a physical therapist, owner of San Francisco CrossFit out there in California. Welcome, Dr. Starrett, to our show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, all right, now CrossFit, right there, CrossFit, it doesn't say CrossFit Physical Therapy. It doesn't say CrossFit Medical. It's just CrossFit. Right there tells me you're not the typical physical therapy clinic. You do things in a totally different way. Why don't you give our listeners just a quick overview of how you're treating patients?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, the first and foremost, that CrossFit is a strength and conditioning model that is kind of predicated on pulling in a lot of movements out of gymnastics, a lot of movements out of powerlifting or weightlifting and sprinting, and then, trying to develop a general physical preparedness for, the average person. It could be a general fitness routine. At the same time, we found it's an excellent way to prepare soldiers and MMA fighters and world champions and rowers. What's interesting is that we say that, maybe this is a little bit different, but I'll tell you that the average physical therapist out there will nod their heads when they know, this is a movement-first-based approach. If you look at the work of, Cook and the functional movement screen, the pendulum we know is swinging the other direction, that people are more and more on board of, hey, isolation doesn't work. We've got to look at the human being, in the context of the Nagy model. How are they moving? What's happening upstream and downstream? I think even some physical therapists last year took the FMS and were able to accurately predict all of the injuries of a collegiate Division I winter sports program. But we're finding that not only do we able to apply kind of these functional movements to the average person and find out what's going on, but we use these functional movements under load, under metabolic load, under cardiorespiratory demand, under a little competitive stress. And suddenly we can make the invisible visible. And what I think what's been really fun at our gym is that because we're a PT-trained gym, based out of this kind of Maitland approach to manual therapy, we really can understand why people are moving the way they're moving. And we can have a mechanism for understanding why they have shoulder pain. We have a mechanism for understanding and applying, spinal stability.
Yeah.
And suddenly we're able to capture all of the problems before they become problems, because we see them as mechanical inefficiencies. We see them as force dumps, force bleeds, giving up wattage, giving up power. And by kind of obsessively working on technique and body position and best fit organization of the body, what's the close packed position of the joint when the front squat and the shoulder joints in the front rack position, we can really kind of ameliorate, take off the classic sports medicine injuries. We like to think about, sports injuries, sports medicine. We're definitely a sports medicine clinic. But if you take off, catastrophe and, pathology, then you're really left with just, preventable disease. By the time we've worn a hole in our kneecap by, heel striking and squatting poorly, we're so down that path. And that, that knee pain is a preventable problem. So, how do we as physical therapists get even better at applying all of the tissue manipulation, all of the great stuff that we do already? Well, I tell you what, as soon as we apply it and start understanding human movement in the context of performance, we got them.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
So I noticed now you're calling your facility a gym, and most therapists I talk to would refer to it as a clinic. So what's the primary difference between your gym, who is still seeing someone with an injury, and the clinic, the PT clinic around the corner?
Well, and I tell you, that's a great question. The only difference is that we function probably, 85% of our gym base is actually a strength and conditioning center where we have athletes from all over the planet who come on in, world champions, powerlifters, Olympic lifters. I mean, we, and so they come and train with us and use our model for training. At the same time, we have a physical therapy practice based out of the gym. Instead of thinking, though, like, hey, I'm a PT working in the gym, I own the gym. At the same time, the interface between, you know, our movement preparation, our rehab, the way we kind of, you know, prep athletes for movement looks a lot like what a physical therapist would say. Hey, you know, you're having shoulder problems. Let's mobilize your thoracic spine. Well, you know, our athletes are exposed to this all the time because they know that by mobilizing thoracic spine, they improve their overhead positioning. So it ends up being this very nice porous wall between, you know, practice where we can then, you know, instead of teaching people how to squat, we already know that people are squatting and they're doing the right things. And then at the same time, you know, we can kind of bounce back and forth.
Right. And then I heard you also say when we were doing show prep that you don't rely on modalities, traditional physical therapy modalities.
Well, by modality, of course, you're meaning like squatting and deadlifting? Is that what you mean?
No. I mean like ultrasound and muscle stim, but you're relying
right.
on the squatting and lifting. As that's your form of modality.
That's right.
Yeah. Point well taken.
Yeah, that's right. Right. We don't have ultrasound. We don't have cold laser. We don't do TENS.
Yeah.
You know, the needs sometimes of the post surgical acute person can be very different. But you know what we know is that, you know, the magic of the art of PT is putting your hands on someone, helping that tissue change happen to facilitate movement. And so, you know, it's a very heavy manual-based place. And then, you know, of course, we support icing and all the other things that we need to do in recovery. But at the same time, because it's a movement first, what we find is that by the time we've made the tissue changes, improved the mobilization, then worked on that motor control, we found that it's not the best use of our time, that ultrasound just really, you know, isn't really getting where we need to get. It's interesting. We're a completely insurance-free model.
Okay, that was my next question. So you're cash-based?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We're cash-based. And a lot of people have these flexible spending accounts, et cetera, et cetera. But what ends up happening is that we have people who are very keen to get better. We see an average of 2.1 visits a problem. We just don't see athletes very much. But because by the time we've corrected the movement, we've done it, you know, it's a real successful model for me because – people get well, they don't get frustrated, you know, I don't have to see the same person for the same problem forever and ever. It's a model where people really come back for years when they have a new problem, and it feels like a nice family practice.
Well, and tell their friends and neighbors about it, too, I'm assuming.
Well, that doesn't hurt, does it?
Sure doesn't.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Now also, you are not just working, though, with people who have an injury. You're also doing a lot of prevention or working kind of on the wellness side of things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. In terms of a therapist struggling in today's market, really trying to, you know, work with reimbursement, you know, the POPT kind of, you know, battle that's going on out here in California, direct access, you know, this wellness model is there is not a group of providers, a group of thinkers better prepared for dealing with wellness than physical therapists. The amount of training we have, how we understand how the body works and moves, you know, the safest, most effective exercise. I mean, that's us. And then to really understand that you can take the same model, understanding that, you know, hey, someone's got hip impingement. You know, they can't put their, you know, you put them in quadrant on the table, you see their hip impingement. Well, you can then translate that into they're having a mechanical problem when they squat and they're not able to break world records. So mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that, you know, just recently happened in our gym. A great athlete came in and, you know, trying to break the world record in squatting 1,260 pounds. You know, me as a therapist relating, he doesn't have any problems, doesn't have any pain, showing how to improve his position, mobilizing that position, he goes out and breaks the world record. And
yeah.
And that is a market for runners, for athletes, for, I mean, choose your sport. Everyone wants to go faster. Everyone wants to be stronger. So
right.
It's really remarkable.
Right, yeah. Okay, now let's turn a little bit about how people can learn a little bit more about what you're doing. So you've got a website called MobilityWOD.com. That's WOD. So what does WOD mean? And tell our listeners who are, you know, primarily physical therapists how that site might be of use to them.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, I'll start with the preference that when I hear physical therapists talk, you know, and I know this from other physical therapists, we tend to cringe sometimes because we're so worried that someone's going to represent our business or our life or our passion, you know, inadvertently poorly. And so I understand that when we go out and shoot Mobility Watt every day, I understand that I'm trying to represent my brothers and sisters in the trenches out there. So Mobility Watt started as an idea that, you know, there was a lot of preventative, very simple maintenance that people should know how to do as a human right, whether they're athletes or they're desk athletes or they're my tactical athletes, you know, my firefighters, my, you know, the guys I have in Iraq, mm-hmm. You know, that we should be able to basically perform human maintenance, basic human maintenance ourselves, and that should be a human right. Like, you know, if someone has knee pain, you know, it should be your grandma who's like, hey, let me show you what my great-grandma showed me about stretching my anterior hip.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, and it's such a mystery for people that we're so sophisticated. I mean, if you look at what's happening in diet revolution, go to any grocery store and people are like, hey, I eat gluten-free and I'm eating paleo or I follow the zone. And you know, but yet they have no schema or model to understand abdominal bracing or why their hips are so short when they sit at the desk 10 hours a day and they only elliptical and their hip never goes into extension. And by what we've decided to do was I'm shooting one video a day that's 5 to 10 minutes long every day for a year about kind of a journey towards performance. We talk about sliding surface dysfunction. We talk about position. We talk about mobilizing, you know, with bands, the osteopathic models, and it really has become a kind of a touchstone idea where, you know, people should be able to perform, fix themselves. We give them the basic tools to be able to do that. And we have seen, I don't know, we have like 750,000 users, unique users. We have what, 3.5 million episodes viewed. We're 186 countries. You know, and it really has picked up. We know that our lacrosse ball is kind of the signature idea about, you know, represents you treating yourself. You know, it's a dollar ball that you can get online. You know, you can do all the soft tissue work. You can, you know, mobilize your thoracic ribs with it. You know, we know those balls are in, you know, West Side gyms, CrossFit gyms. Those lacrosse balls are in Afghanistan deployed with Navy SEALs. And it's this idea that, you know, by the time someone has seen a physical therapist, they've had pain, it's distracted them, they've had to see their physician, now they've had to wait to see their physio. The physio's like, have you noticed that you're missing 50% of the range of motion in your leg? 50%?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, imagine if you couldn't get your hand to your face to eat. You would think that was a problem. Yet we regularly do not associate those lacks of range of motion with interrotation of the shoulder to anterior shoulder pain or, you know, I'm missing this much hip range of motion. Good Lord. And by just showing people how easy it is to make change, you know, they immediately pick up, they PR, they go faster, they deal with their own pain, and they become an empowered agent, the steward for treating themselves. And by the time they come and see me, they're like, hey, Kelly, I've been dealing with the sliding surface features. I worked upstream and downstream the problem. I mobilized my hip. I don't think it's motor control. What do you think it is? And I'm like, oh, my Lord, like that's the dream patient. That's the person you want in your clinic, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Kelly, so the and we are basically out of time here, but the mobilitywad.com, anyone can go there. But
right.
Is it useful to physical therapists? Could they share that with their patients? Is it designed for the consumer, the PT? Who?
It is designed for everyone.
Everyone.
Certainly, you know, starting at the beginning is useful. It's searchable for a problem. We try to search it for, you know, movement based problem. We have a lot of physical therapists who use it. We have a lot of doctors of chiropractic who refer osteopaths. We hear anecdotally how this thing, you know, is spread around. You know, people share an episode or so, but as a general reference tool, it's not designed. You know, we keep in mind that by training for performance and maximizing position, maximizing tissue health, and we also are maximizing safety. We're maximizing prevention. And at the same time, we also maximize performance. So, you know, it's always geared towards what is our independent model? Well, you know, the time's up and go. It's one of the best expressions of power work output in the whole world.
Okay.
Right? It's a squat. You walk 18 feet. Yep. That's that test retest. So if we can put our athletes into a better position, we can see them express force in a better position. And that's how anyone should be able to use this thing because their life is better.
Perfect. Okay. Well, Dr. Kelly Starrett, doctor of physical therapy, owner of San Francisco CrossFit, has been our guest today, and we want to thank you for giving us your time today, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Yeah, perfect, perfect. And remember to tell all of your friends about what you learned on PT Talker today. Each and every week, we bring you an expert who is going to hopefully help you be a better physical therapist, learn something maybe you didn't know. But the bottom line is we're hoping that everyone is doing something to help someone get better today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for another edition of PT Talker next week.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.